That was Here Comes Your Man by the Pixies. I'm Pat from WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you're having a good afternoon right now. We're going to start our set now. We have some technical difficulties, so we're going to be talking for the first few minutes while we get our set right and ready for this upcoming hour. It is 3:06 p.m. Here in Medford, and it was raining this morning, but it seems to have cleared up by now. But yeah, I hope you're having a great day. I usually have my sets. Last semester, it was every Thursday. Now it is the winter schedule, so I will be filling in for a few spots in the upcoming weeks before I get right and ready in my usual schedule. So I'm Pat, and I'm joined today by a few of my friends. So we have Jaden and Cristobal today. You guys can say hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And yeah, so it is currently winter break for us. We're all from around here studying over in Boston. For me and Cristobal, it is our last semester. And we're seniors. He goes to Boston College, and I'm obviously here at Tufts. For my first question, Cristobal, how are you feeling for this last semester? How has your college experience been? Any hopes and dreams for this
last few months? I feel there's high expectations for what's going to come because it's the last one. So I have high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm a bit nervous about graduating, mm-hmm. but I guess it's like normal.
Really? And do you have it all planned for
after? Not at all.
Really? Not so much for me either.
I have a couple of plans, but they're all just in the air.
They're in the works.
Yeah.
They're in the works. Concepts of a plan.
Uh-huh.
And what about you, Jaden? You're going into your second semester of sophomore year at BC. Any big goals for the semester?
I would just say, maintaining, doing well in my classes. I'm starting a practicum for education, which I'm pretty excited for, so I'm just hoping everything goes well with that. And yeah, I'm excited to teach, but yeah.
Right, yeah.
What's your major?
Secondary education and Hispanic studies. I'm also excited to take more Spanish classes, but it's not going too well.
Very interesting. But yeah, we're trying to set up the music right now, but we're having a bit of a technical difficulty with it. But yeah, so we're going to just be filling in this airtime with some talking for a bit. Yeah, so I guess I can leave for the second question. Any New Year's resolutions that you have going on?
I would love to get serious about learning French because I feel like it's a good thing. And I want to continue. I've been reading more this past few months, and mm-hmm. I just want to continue that.
Okay.
How about you?
For me, I just bought a workbook for German, so I want to continue my German studies. I studied in Austria this past semester. And we took just an elementary first course in German, and we actually made pretty good headway in it because we met almost every day for it. And yeah, so I got down a lot of the grammar for it, and I think my biggest difficulty is vocab right now.
Is there a certain way you're approaching learning it? Because it's not just Duolingo, right? It's
no.
More of a comprehensive.
Yeah, I think before I started taking language classes, so before college, I looked into trying to do Duolingo to try to get prepared because I knew I wanted to study Russian in college, and I used Duolingo for a bit for it, but I felt after actually taking the class, I realized how useless it was.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and it's kind of just a game.
Yeah, it's just a game to make you feel good about yourself.
Uh-huh. And I came into my German class because I also tried Duolingo German before going to Austria, and I came to my German class after using Duolingo for it for a decent while over the summer, and I realized I know nothing really, but I can say a few random vocab
uh-huh.
words. I knew what tap water was or newspaper, but that was but I couldn't, I wasn't even able to say hi, my name is Pat.
Right. I feel the best way to approach learning a subject is literally just get into the culture, because
mm-hmm.
that's much more of an immersion type of deal,
because
mm-hmm. in order to really understand why you use the language in certain ways.
Right.
I feel you need to learn about the culture there.
Yeah, I use music a lot when I was learning Spanish. I feel Duolingo is such random vocabulary that doesn't help you put actual conversational skills to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to jump into our first song, and then we're going to play a couple, and then we're going to continue our conversation. I'd like to learn more about what you guys are feeling for these upcoming months. How's your winter going? How's your break going? And some New Year's Eve plans, even. So let's start it off with a song. Can you describe what your first choice is, Cristobal, for this one?
1200 Kilometers. It's by an Argentinian band called Las Ligas Menores, and it's like indie punk or indie rock. It's really good. They've been gaining traction. Sure. They're split up right now, so.
Oh, really?
Hopefully they could have meant those.
Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, the lead singer just wanted to take all the credit for the stuff and just like remove them from the band, but keep the name and the brand as well.
Uh-huh.
I saw them in concert like this winter break.
Oh, really? How was that?
It was good.
Yeah?
It's good.
Awesome. So this is 1200 Kilometers by Las Ligas Menores.
Mm-hmm. The minor leagues.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. And we're excited to see what it's all about. All right. I hope you guys enjoy.
Terminé pensando más de una vez.
Happy Monday, everyone. I hope your week is starting off good. I'm Pat, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I've just come back from Austria, so this is my second set before the new year. I hope you're enjoying it. I'm filling in for the winter schedule before I start my regular schedule in the upcoming weeks. That was Men I Trust 2018 track, Show Me How, one of my favorites, and one of my top songs this year on Spotify. I really enjoy the lyrics. They're really nice. And then after, we will be having a song by the Marias, No One Noticed. But before that, let's get into some talk with my guests here today. We are joined by Jaden and Cristobal. And right before the new year, me and Cristobal are starting what is a 3-day fast. I think we are in agreement about that now. Yeah, I wanted it to be
determined.
Yeah, I wanted it to be 4 days, but he's very adamant that we don't do that.
3 days is long enough. I think 4 days maybe.
Well, give me your justification, because you were very vague about why you did not want that earlier.
I just think that we've done 3 days. We know it, and it's only the second time we're doing it, so we might as well just do what we know, and maybe for our third thing, we will venture off to more uncharted territories.
Okay, yeah. It's been a while. When was the last time that we did the fast? I forget. It was sometime in the spring.
May. End of May or starting June.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was the end of May, because I remember, I think I was still going to school at that point. I don't remember for sure.
No, you're done.
Really? It was after.
Because we did it over the weekend before. Remember we went to the beach?
Oh, yeah, we went to the beach with the fast going on. Uh-huh. And then our friend Izzy came with snacks and stuff.
No.
And then,
did she?
Yeah, she
wasn't there.
We did go with Izzy.
Izzy was already home.
Izzy, Amelia, me, you.
No.
Really?
It's different times. Because it was just us.
Then it was Milan.
Yeah.
Oh, we built Milan a rock wall. Oh, there you go.
What?
There you go. Yeah, we built a rock wall.
Yeah, it was a
good
wall.
And Milan brought snacks. That makes more sense. Milan, uh-huh. Milan's always bringing snacks.
It's finger food, as he says.
Yeah. He brought some finger foods with him. And He was being
tempting,
generous. Yeah. He was being generous. He was offering us it, and we couldn't.
But we
take
stood
it.
Our ground. I was pretty proud.
You were, I feel like
I was
you were
smelling the food.
Yeah. I think you were. Yeah, you were smelling it, or you were licking it and spitting it back out. I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure how that works. But yeah, we preoccupied our time by building this rock wall. You did not join in until
I didn't see the vision initially.
Yeah.
But
so
afterwards,
me and Milan were building a rock wall on the beach, because it was our dream to build like one that like spanned the entire length of the beach, I guess.
A bit ambitious, though.
I guess vertically. And we made some significant progress, but you did not join into the last act.
The third act was when we realized.
You let everyone put in the hard work.
Yeah. It started forming around.
No,
him.
There were some structural issues that I started to fix.
Yeah.
I saw the writing on the wall. I was like, this. It's
right. Fixing. Because what were you doing in the meantime? You were reading a book. He was reading a book, right? And the sun was out. And then he started seeing the shadow come upon him. And he looked up. He put the book down. He looked up, and there was a wall towering over him. Yeah, it was like the Tower of Babel. And he had no choice but to join in.
I was just
5 minutes later. We saw him bringing rocks down from the quarry. We had a little quarry going on. He was bringing rocks down. So it worked out in the end. I guess we gave up.
I mean, we finished, though. It wasn't realistic to do the whole wall.
it was crumbling at the seams.
Yeah. It started crumbling and we just left it.
Yeah, I think we bit off more than we can chew. Yeah. I guess that's what some people say. And we decided to leave it like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Over down to Jaden right now. You were not here for the rock wall, were you?
It was not. Yeah, there. But it sounds like it was amazing.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. I mean, were you more of a sandcastle person growing up, or?
Yeah, but like I used like the molds for it, so like I gotta make it myself. I was into digging up a huge hole.
Oh, that's always a good one.
Yeah. Like, me and my brother would always like dig up this.
And eventually, you carved enough, and there was water coming out.
And you just like.
I never got down to that.
But it then becomes an issue because you just have to take out the water and start digging.
I thought it was an urban myth about the water. No. They call that a water source.
It's a well. Yeah. That's what they call it.
Exactly. A well. Yeah. Is that how wells are made?
Uh huh. Yep. If you dig down enough, the water comes out.
But on the beach, it's like it's salt water, no?
Yeah.
You just dig into salt water. But if it's what? Grass? Maybe it'll be
water. Just like normal water. I don't know why. I mean, it makes sense. Water, like plants take water from the roots. So there must be water down there. I don't know how.
I thought it was just rainwater, though.
But why would they have roots in the bottom of
the... For the rainwater, to collect the rainwater, no?
Then that's where the water comes from, no?
Is it a photosynthesis thing? Is that what you're trying to refer
no,
to?
No, I'm just saying, like, there's roots because they take water from the ground. So if you dig up the ground, you make a well where the water is, where the plants take the water up. Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Sure. I read about something about it in my textbook. It was about, like, the Krebs cycle. Have you heard of the Krebs cycle?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they didn't mention anything about roots, so I'm not quite sure.
Why else would the roots be there? Otherwise, it would be, like, the leaves would be, like... huge leaves to collect the water.
Have you seen those tropical ones?
Yeah, but they don't collect
water.
It's
like a scooper.
No, they don't collect water.
You've never been under a leaf and then you go like that and then
it falls all over you. Just for photos.
They call that an old-fashioned shower. You just like kind of just tilt it.
But there's no like mechanisms for them to take up the water there. It's always downstairs.
Downstairs. Okay.
Downstairs.
$5 word. But I always imagine that they do collect it sort of on the leaves because you see the little droplets or like dew in the morning, little droplets.
They might have some like humidity, like collections because they do have holes like the leaves, but it's mainly just like photosynthesis.
Yeah, I felt like it should be porous, you know. And it reminds me of those water parks. Have you heard of those water parks where they have like those buckets?
Yeah,
they
just high
up, and they fill up. They fill up all the way. You're filling up, and you're just like looking at it. And then it drops. That's always what I thought the plants were doing, but I guess not. I don't know. Let's just go to our PSA right now. We have Jaden taking over the PSA for today. Take it away, Jaden.
It's a special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence... please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in the group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFMO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform-loving listeners back in the new year.
That was lovely. And why did you choose that PSA for today, Jaden?
Well, we have New Year's coming up, and... I think often people like to enjoy inebriants, as the PSA calls them. And it's a good reminder to not drive if you're going to be drinking.
Right. So, yeah, we have the Maria is coming up. No one noticed. Then we'll get back because Cristobal did visit me in Austria. Then we went to Budapest about a month ago now. Right, yeah. Pretty much exactly a month ago was when he left. We had some fond memories there. Things got hectic, interesting, sometimes boring. It was just a real whirlwind of emotions on that trip. Yeah, we're going to find out all about it very soon. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Pat, and this is my set for today. We got about 30 minutes left. It is 3:28 p.m. I hope you're enjoying our conversation for today. It's definitely panned out in a way I did not expect, but we'll ride with it. And thank you for being patient with our technical difficulties earlier on. This is the Maria's No One Notice. I hope you enjoy. That was No One Noticed by the Marias. I hope you enjoyed it. We're about halfway done with our set now. But before we continue with our next conversation, Jaden, what was your thought process for deciding to pick this track for today's set?
I just started listening to the Marias a lot, and that's like one of their more popular songs right now. But it's something I really enjoy. It also kind of made, I don't know, the other two tracks that were played kind of just made me think of it when I was thinking of what I wanted to play.
I can picture having a very similar feel, very relaxing, yeah. But also like reminiscing at the same time, maybe even. Could we say that? It could be reminiscing.
I guess we could.
What are the lyrics about?
I'm pretty sure it's about her wanting to be back with her ex, but I could be wrong. Right.
Many songs are about that.
Yeah.
Many songs are about that.
I personally don't relate, but it's a good song.
Yeah. And I've heard of the Marías. I think they performed in Boston
recently, last year. They also have a song with Bad Bunny.
Sure. Really, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Which song?
Atrate de Ser, I think. Oh, no. Ojitos Lindos.
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah. I know that one.
Oh, you've heard of it?
Yeah.
How's it go? I thought you knew it.
I know it from my mind.
Yeah, sure. Beyond that song, I think I might as well get into our next conversation topic, which is about your visit to me in Vienna.
Yeah, so I not only visited you, I visited another friend as well. Right. You were like the second.
Thank you. Second act.
Yeah.
Second leg.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I first went to Amsterdam to see one of my closest friends, and then I went to see Pat. But before going to Amsterdam, I had a layover. And I saw like an erupting volcano when I was landing, which was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that it went viral on the news because I got an article that was literally talking about that same volcano erupting. But you tell me it's pretty common, no?
Yeah. I mean, the nobody was like concerned about it. It was normal for them, I guess.
Makes sense. And what was the announcement that they made on? I'm guessing they made an announcement on it.
Yeah,
I'd be flipping the fuck out it.
We're about to land. There's a volcano next to us. It's not gonna like disrupt our landing, but just look at it because it's pretty nice. And we're like, oh,
that's really nice. Yeah. So tell me about your time in Vienna. How did you enjoy it?
It was really pretty. I didn't think Vienna was gonna be. I had another vision of Vienna. I thought it was going to be more like Eastern European, but it's pretty much like Western Europe, for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely in the middle geographically, but I would say culturally it is very Western European. Uh-huh. I mean, it was founded by the Romans, and as you know, the Romans extended their territories up north and west, and they made it to Vienna as well. The southern part of Austria is actually technically part of Italy now. It's called Südtirol, and it's kind of like autonomous at the same time. Most people speak German there and identify as Austrians, but yeah, it's geographically a part of Italy, so it's very it's very like it's a next door neighbor to to
there's
Western
nuance
Europe,
to their culture, I guess, like for sure. Where did they land?
Yeah. And I went across the river to Bratislava, which is only a 45-minute...
Slovakia?
Yeah. Slovenia. Yeah, yeah. 45-minute bus ride away, or you can take the river as well. But that day it worked out better just to take the bus. And completely different vibe. That one reminds me of Budapest.
Really?
Yeah, it was very similar to Budapest.
How so?
It was... I would say the architectural style is more modest than it is in... Vienna.
I wouldn't call like the architectural style of Budapest modest by any measure.
I would definitely say it wasn't very like shiny though.
Pest
maybe.
Buda
was
not so much.
Buda was a humble part, which I enjoyed. I enjoyed the vibe of
That's
Buda more, honestly.
It's very misty.
It was very misty. That might be the weather, but it was very misty. There was
lots of hills as well.
Yeah, it was very hilly, but in general, I felt Buda was like the actual like
where people live.
Yeah, it felt like more neighborhoody. Maybe it's just like a suburb or something.
But it doesn't make sense because that's like the road you take, the most like popular road. So it should have like led to a really popular area, but there was no other there.
No. Yeah, it was completely different. Like Pest was full of people, large, dense neighborhoods, things like that. All the tourists pretty much go there. Mm. And then you just go across the river. It's like a 10-minute walk across the bridge.
You go up the fisherman's castle.
Yeah, you go through the fisherman's castle, around about the Buddha castle.
Yeah, then you go down.
The Buddha castle. Then you go down, and then there's like an elevator that goes down, or you can take the stairs, I guess. And it's just a completely different environment.
But it was like a normal neighborhood.
Yeah, you see like someone walking their dog, maybe like a child playing in the background. but not much going on.
I don't know why.
While in Buddha, it was completely...
Buddha was, like, bustling.
Pest, it was a completely different vibe. Tell us about that. What was, like, the architecture like there? What was the... How was the culture there?
I really like it. I was so impressed when we got off the metro, and then we just saw it. It's, like, a really beautiful city. It's kind of gothic, though, remember?
Yeah. It is very gothic. And... I felt like we went at night to go towards the Parliament building, which is like the most like mm-hmm. probably the most picturesque building you can find, not even just in Budapest, but probably in all of Central Europe. It was really beautiful.
The location's not the best.
No.
To take photographs, as we discussed.
No, yeah. We went there to take photographs. We had no inclination to go inside.
No, it was close as well. It was the middle of the night.
It was in the middle of the night. And it was like, was it cold? I don't remember, because I was only wearing like a sweater too.
I think so. It was always cold.
It was like frigid, I would say. It was frigid.
New word.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's like the brand Frigidaire. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I think it's very similar because it's like a refrigerator.
Yeah.
But we tried to take photos there, but
there was
like,
nobody there. Remember when we were walking towards the thing?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at.
It's just desolate.
Mm-hmm. And the subway system was interesting there too, compared to Vienna. It was more. It was definitely deeper. We were talking about how it reminded us of Madrid a little bit, because it was just like, you had to take an escalator.
Remember when we first left? It was just like a huge
escalator. Yeah, it was a steep.
Escalator, yeah.
And remember how fast it was. It was uncomfortably fast.
It gave me like vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
But yeah, Budapest was very nice.
It was fun. It was really nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to go back to Europe soon.
Where are you going?
I'm guessing I'm going to go to Portugal over spring break. If I have the funds to do so. So we'll figure that out.
Where in Portugal? Lisboa?
No, I think we're going to both... Yeah, I think we're going to both go to Lisboa and then probably the Azores Islands. Because I was hyping it up a lot because I had a solid four-hour layover there. And it was really beautiful. It was warm in the winter even. I think it was like mid-60s when I was there. So it looked nice. I mean, it's right off the coast of Africa too.
Right.
So you obviously the temperature makes sense.
It's the Iberian coast.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited. I mean, Spain is very close by, but I went last year to Spain as well with the same group of friends.
I think it's better to just like stay in the same country, but like explore it more.
I think so too. Do you think Portugal is the right choice?
I think so.
Really?
I think I've heard so much about it.
Mm-hmm. Jaden, I heard before that you had mixed feelings about Portugal, or maybe just the. Aesthetics of the language, perhaps. No?
I think it looks beautiful. I mean, I don't have any bad opinions on it.
No?
I've never heard, like... I've heard a lot of, like, Portuguese, but from Brazil.
I've never heard the Portuguese accent. From Portugal. Yeah.
Uh-huh. They definitely do sound different.
No, they're definitely different.
Yeah.
On my plane, I was one of only, like, three people who were not Portuguese or speaking Portuguese. But there are also a lot of Cape Verdeans in there, in the plane, and I think they also speak Portuguese there.
Ooh.
No, Cape Verde.
I don't know the
island, the country.
Which one?
Cape Verde. Cape Verde. Yeah. No, never heard of it. But it's close to the Azores Islands, so I'm guessing they took it as like a layover as well. But I think they were also speaking Portuguese, so
probably a dialect of it at least.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm. I knew a friend. He was Cape Verde, but I don't know if he spoke.
Portuguese. It must be like Portuguese. I don't think they have their own.
Well, you didn't even know the country. You didn't know the country existed a minute expert. Ago.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a very, like, especially with Spain and Portugal, it's a lot of like Romanic languages there. So it must be like pretty similar, regardless.
How do you even know where it is?
You're telling me it's close to the islands.
It could be in Madagascar.
No,
you know.
It's close to the Iberian coast. Then it makes
Chris
sense.
Wants the definition of a little. No, a little bit about nothing about everything.
Just saying.
Just wants to chime in sometimes. Yeah, you're probably right. That's the worst. The worst part is you're probably right. But yeah, I mean, you have spring break plans yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to Mexico probably. It's my father's 60th birthday.
Oh, really?
We're going, yes.
Where?
A bunch of places.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, let me list some. Tijuana?
Mexico City.
Wait. Let me guess. Okay. Tijuana?
No.
Guadalajara?
We're discussing where to go.
Baja California? No?
Jalisco?
Jalisco?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mexico
City?
Decide. No, I've only been to... I've been to Playa del Carmen. Mm. And then that's it. But a couple of times, yeah.
They call that the off-brand Cancun, no? Playa Carmen?
No, it's pretty good.
Where's Cancun? Never heard someone say that. So.
Cancun?
I think you just
Cancun?
Made that up.
You know where Cancun is?
No, yeah. Yeah,
is that near Playa Carmen?
Yeah. Isn't it in Mexico as well? If I'm not mistaken, maybe?
Cancun? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No, then I've been to both.
Oh, now how do I... You don't know where it is, though.
He's been, though.
Yeah, he's been.
He's there. Okay. He's
because I've been to Playa Carmen once, but then they told me that wasn't Playa Carmen, so I'm guessing it was just Cancun.
I should be the other way around, because I feel like Cancun is the famous place.
It is.
No, but then you also have...
Cabo.
Cabo.
That's where I went.
And then you have one more.
Cabo, Cancun.
There's one more.
Yeah.
Maybe search with an S. I'm feeling like search with an S.
Like a popular tourist.
No, Cozumel.
Been there as well.
Okay.
No, but it's a little island. You go there to like that to dive. To do paddy.
To what?
To do like to do sea diving.
What was the word that you said
paddy?
Before?
I think
that's like the federation that controls the diving things. I got licensed in that.
PATI.
PATI.
Oh, I've heard of it actually, yeah. It's an international organization. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Oh, no, yeah, probably, no?
Yeah, I saw like a barracuda coming next to me.
Barracuda?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
A fish?
Is it a fish or is it a shark?
No, it's a fish. Do you remember Finding Nemo?
Heard of it.
Familiar.
The fish that ate all Nemo's siblings is a barracuda.
I thought it was that boy that like kept on...
No.
The one who ate all the fish in the beginning? And killed the mom?
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about Fish Tales.
No. I know, you're on the wrong...
Fish Tales is good. Will Smith?
Nemo. Oh, that's a good
Will
one,
Smith.
Though.
My parents thought Will Smith died for some reason. Mm. They came home yesterday, and they're in a hurry, and they were like out of breath, and they're like, you won't believe it, Will Smith is dead. No, he is not.
Yeah.
You know? And it took 2 seconds
to
confirm that he's not.
Just to be clear, he's not.
But, yeah,
I feel like my parents would have a heart attack over that as well, though.
Really? Is it that beloved?
I mean, like, I don't
I've
know.
I've only seen one movie with him in it, I think.
I've seen the first
like
Prince of Bel-Air.
Why are you smacking? Why are you smacking your
Sorry.
Lips like that?
My bad.
Come on. Jeez. Hard to run a tight ship around here.
Yeah.
What movies?
What's the one? Independence Day? No. Is that what it's called?
I think so, no?
That's 100%
the one
a movie.
Aliens.
Yeah.
I know. That he's in that, though, right?
Yeah.
Wait, doesn't he make music?
Yeah.
He has a song with Bad Bunny, doesn't he?
Will Smith.
No.
You're thinking of Willow
maybe,
Smith.
Maybe.
No, I'm not
Smith.
Thinking of
no,
Willow
no,
Smith.
Right.
I think
I don't think
Smith.
It's
Smith.
Not
that
good.
Bunny.
No, it's terrible.
But he's speaking cool. Spanish.
Yeah,
I think
yeah. He used to be like a singer as well.
I swear he still makes other
don't
music.
Say it's terrible.
He?
Maybe it's good.
No, it is terrible.
You don't play it?
I know, but cue it up. It's really bad.
Could be very good. Bad Bunny is a very talented artist.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, well, he can't say that.
I've seen him in one movie, Philadelphia, but it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh.
Him, Jaden Smith, little boy.
Oh, I've seen that one. The one with the...
Oh, I cried.
That's good.
I cry and I cry.
Okay.
Gosh. Dude, the bath... I don't want to spoil it.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, you're okay.
About 30 years old, but...
Is that the one where, like, he makes it as a finance guy?
Yep, selling printers in the beginning?
Yeah.
Chinatown. These are the key words of it. Chinatown, San Francisco, printers.
Bad Boys, he also played in there as well. Remember?
No. I was a desperate.
Well, please remember.
Remember?
I think so.
Anyways, I mean, Will Smith, let's cross that off the list. What else do we have to get to? But, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the new year. I have fun New Year's Eve plans tomorrow.
So we'll see about that.
We'll see. Izzy, our close friend, is coming soon. Yep. She'll definitely want to do radio. She enjoys radio. Did you call her pretty? Yeah. Very, very lovely girl. So we're excited to see her, one of our close buddies. Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
We'll make it fun. You know, I mean, do you have any New Year's Eve traditions that you used to do with your family? Let me say this. I have never celebrated New Year's Eve with my parents before. They do not do anything. It means nothing to them.
It does for us. I used to go to the beach with them and celebrate it. We used just like wear yellow underwear. That's it.
Interesting.
But when I went to Spain, they have like a lot of traditions. You have to eat like
the
grapes. Was?
Yeah.
For like the last seconds or things. Like the last 12 seconds.
Like the last 12 seconds, eat 12 grapes.
There's
a bunch of like grapes.
Yeah. What kind of grapes though? If they're purple, I'm not rocking with the purple ones.
Green ones, they're usually green.
You rocking with that?
That's what my family does. I don't really celebrate.
Your family also celebrates it like that?
Yeah, they have a big party every year, which I'm going to this year. No one's dragging me, but they always eat grapes.
There's not a cultural tradition in Peru?
I don't even know if that's...
I don't know.
Quechua, perhaps?
That's not...
Quechua.
That's a language.
That's a language.
Quechuan?
Quechua.
What's the not language name? What's the...
What?
Community name.
People who
Indian.
Are...
Indian. Indian.
Native American? Native...
No, no, no. Indigenous? It's like the Indian...
Say it in Spanish.
Andino.
Oh. Indian. Yeah. Indiano.
No. Andino.
Oh, that's literally Indian. That's literally Indian.
That
does not mean indigenous.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. It is. It's like the people who speak that.
Yeah.
Or like indigenous.
We learned about that in our class, Quechua.
Quechua, yeah. But it's not a written language. It's just like spoken.
Do you speak any?
No.
Do you know one word?
It's not popular, I've heard.
Do you know one
I mean,
word?
No.
There's political issues around it, I mean.
Yeah, there is very political issues around it.
I mean, not really. It's like a protected.
Oh, not for
oh,
you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a protected.
In our class,
like,
we learned that.
Oh, maybe it is
associated with like poverty. Like people who speak Quechua are like looked down.
There must be something like that. But it's like a protected thing.
Oh, really?
In Peru.
It's generations of colonialism, really.
Yeah.
If we want to get into that.
Uh huh.
But
But I guess it gets lost since it's not like written. It's easier to get
lost.
Yeah. It's pretty different, though.
Yeah, it's just like...
It's not like Spanish at all.
It's pretty much like just...
Why would it?
Because it's within Peru.
I mean, through the times, you think it'll adopt some of the wordings, but no.
Yeah, I guess so. Like influence, I guess.
But no.
But I'm guessing that's because it's a pretty isolated community that probably speaks it, no? I mean, are there people in Lima, the capital, or like...
No.
Are there people in your orbit that speak
all.
Quechua? Yeah.
But people who speak Quechua also speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a secluded community.
Yeah, I was wondering because you can't just, if you don't...
Can't get around.
You can't get around because no one speaks
It's not
Quechua.
That widespread anymore.
Yeah.
If you had to guess how many people speak it...
I have no clue.
Guess.
Oh, wait, I knew.
Just guess.
But there's more languages as
like
well.
A decent amount.
There's more languages.
Literally, we spent an entire like unit just learning about Quechua for some reason. We're learning about this artist who combined Quechua with K-pop. It wasn't very
really?
Good, but it was terrible.
But it's just not the only language in Peru. Yeah. There's more.
There's always a combination of something.
Yeah. But there's one called like Masai Mara, which is from the jungle.
So give me a number.
I don't know. How many people speak Quechua?
Is it just Peru, or is there some
Ecuador,
maybe?
But I don't think so. It's the languages that the Incas spoke.
Oh, Chile then maybe.
Not anymore. Not after.
Terrible colonialism.
After colonialism, that happens.
But being from Lima yourself, I mean, do you have any sort of like indigenous influence on the mainstream culture there in your day-to-day life?
I mean, there's a bunch of music that it's called like huayno. Which is pretty prevalent in Peru. Which is from like
give me a sample. What's it like?
I can put it next if you want.
Well, put some adjectives on it. What is it?
It's very like festive.
Alright, I guess we have to see it. But we're gonna play Lola right now by Bastora. We have 7 minutes left, so we have time for one song of Pistoa's choosing. Before we end it there, I'd like to thank both of them for coming on to my set today. I'm excited to have them on very soon. This is Lola Pastora. Thank you, guys.
yo voy por mi camino. Tú tienes tu destino. Se juntan un momento con todo este sentimiento y luego no quedan besos. Llámame Lola.
This is our last song for today. It is Linda Mirada, Mientras la Música No Pare. Yeah, I hope you had a great day. I hope you enjoyed listening to this set. It is now 3:58 p.m. here in Medford. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. Thank you to my two guests for joining us today. Feel free to say bye. Thank you to Jaden and Cristóbal.
Thank you for your happiness.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Solo tu nombre en mi agenda, mientras aceptes ir conmigo.